The good times are rolling once again on the streets of New Orleans, even if there are fewer parades and far fewer spectators than in years past. Although less than half of the city's pre-Katrina population has been able to return, most of the people who are here say going ahead with Mardi Gras is giving the city a much-needed morale boost. Hotel owner Mike Valentino is among the local business leaders promoting this year's Mardi Gras.
And it's a part of who we are. And it's more important that we have this event than not have the event. And it will help the people who are displaced get back quicker at the end of the day because it helps drive the economy that's going to help drive the recovery.
Part of what fuels criticism of the decision to go ahead with this year's Mardi Gras is the perception that it is just a wild party where people drink too much and lose their inhibitions. But Mike Valentino says that is mainly for outsiders. Mardi Gras is something different for people who live here.
It's a religious celebration in its roots, but it's a celebration of family, of costuming, of frivolity, and of really community connectedness on a parade route. And it's part of the fabric of who we are and what we're about.
In fact, children make up a large part of the crowd all along the parade routes. Jeannie Rivers came to the parade route with her father and 3-year-old daughter, Abigail.
Well, for us, it's a family affair. It's normally something that all of us get together, myself, my 3 siblings, my father, my husband, and now my 3-year-old. She's been coming since she was born. Day after Christmas, she started asking, when's Mardi Gras? So she's been ready to go since the day after Christmas.
Happy Mardi Gras from something, mister.
Part of the fun for children of all ages is the sport of catching items thrown from the passing floats. And what do people do with all this loot? They take it home to remind them of this year's fun while they wait for next year's event. Greg Plakis, VOA News, New Orleans.